your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Kieran Corr.
David Cameron's announced more help for French authorities to get to grips with the Calais migrant crisis.
We're going to put in more fencing, more sniffer dog teams, more assistance in any way we can in terms of resources.
The Prime Minister's chaired a meeting of the government's emergency Cobra Committee after refugees broke into the Eurotunnel terminal at Calais yet again last night. This week has seen thousands of people attempting to get to the UK, and there have been 9 deaths since June. Graham Stothard is spending 24 hours in Calais for KMFM. He's been to a camp which is home to many of the migrants trying to get to Kent.
So I'm standing outside Camp Jules Ferry at the moment. That's the legal camp that's been set up to help some of the migrants here. There seems to be fairly rudimentary facilities inside, meal distribution, showers, but there also seems to be mobile charging and a launderette. I've had people from every corner of the earth, it seems, walk past me. I spoke to a couple of gentlemen from Afghanistan who said they'd lived in England for 6 years before being deported as late as 2014. They're just trying to find a way back in.
For 2008, England. 6 years, and 2014 just deport Afghanistan. Come back here, this French, and try again the 6 months.
I'm from Afghanistan. I have been there for 2 months, and I'm trying to go to UK, but there's a problem of border between the French and British, so we don't know what to do now.
Is it a hard border to get across?
Yes, it's very difficult. It's a game of death, so I don't know what will be happening. Many people injured. And many people lost their life.
It has to be said, most of the people here seem very friendly. There's been no shortage of smiles, people waving at me and things like that. Some people have hidden their faces, obviously not wanting to be identified. But the atmosphere is a lot less menacing than I might have at first thought.
You can also watch Graham's report on KMTV at 6:30 tonight at kentonline.co.uk. Meantime, disruption to cross-channel journeys because of the migrant crisis means Operation Stack remains in place on the M20. While the London-bound carriageway has reopened, coastbound remains closed between junctions 8 and 11. The Ministry of Defence is now looking at moving lorries to military land to help ease traffic congestion. It's as a Kent woman's told KMFM she's worried she'll have to give birth at the roadside because of the traffic delays. Vanessa Chalice lives near Maidstone. She's 8 months pregnant and classed as high risk. The 39-year-old's supposed to go to the William Harvey Hospital in Ashford, which is right near the motorway that's being used as a lorry park.
I am genuinely worried. I'm now considering whether I should prepare for a home birth, but then I'm high risk. And this is an anxious time anyway, being around 8 months pregnant. I've packed my hospital bag. I don't know if I will even get to hospital, you know?
KMFM News.
The Football Association has fined Gillingham and its chairman £75,000 each for misconduct. It's after an employment tribunal in 2012 ruled striker Mark McCammon was unfairly dismissed by the club because he's black. Chairman Paul Scally has also been ordered to attend an education programme for bringing the game into disrepute. He says he's stunned by the decision and will be appealing. Malaysian officials say they should know within days where the wreckage found washed up on a remote island in the Indian Ocean came from missing flight MH370. More debris has been found today on the beach on Reunion Island, including a Chinese water bottle and an Indonesian cleaning product. An investigation's underway after thousands of packets of cigarettes and alcohol were allegedly stolen from a Gravesham shop. It's reported to have happened at ACME Food and Wine in Forge Lane in Higham in the early hours of this morning.
KMFM Showbiz.
Shaggy has been chatting to KMFM Breakfast about his new single, I Need Your Love. The 46-year-old, who had huge hits with It Wasn't Me and Mr. Bombastic, hasn't released a single for the last 14 years. He's now back and has collaborated with other singers for this next track, something he says he enjoys.
Some people might do collaborations because, you know, an artist is hot and it gives them leverage. I really just do it because it add something great to a record.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
In cricket, England are chasing 121 to win the third Ashes test against Australia at Edgbaston and take a 2-1 lead in the series. The tourists were bowled out for 265 in their second innings. Elsewhere in cricket, plays continuing at Canterbury as Kent take on Middlesex in the One Day Cup. With more on that, here's Joe.
Well, it follows their 5-wicket win over Hampshire at the grounds last night. The visitors won the toss earlier and chose to bat. A short while ago, they were on 76 for 2. And Beijing will become the first city to host both the Summer and Winter Olympics. The Chinese capital will stage the 2022 Winter Games after beating Kazakhstan's Almaty by 44 votes to 40. Beijing will have to rely on large amounts of artificial snow, and China's human rights record is once again being brought into focus.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.